Upstream, downstream. This is a process that can be extraordinarily simple and effective whenever you notice that you're feeling more contracted and you're wanting to shift to a place of expansion. And this is important. I'm going to talk about why for a moment before we go into the process. Because sometimes you don't have an answer to a question and you're really wanting an answer to the question and you're really wanting that clarity and you want it now and that's natural. Or you've got a problem or a challenge and you want to solve it as quickly as you can to reach your goals. But sometimes that urge itself can work against you. And that's when you're feeling too much urgency to be somewhere else. And what happens is it puts you into a state of pushing against where you actually are. So as you begin to notice that you're in that place where you're working really hard, overly hard, and most of us know when that's happening, we know and we can feel that we're pushing too hard, and maybe we've just been doing that in small ways over a long period of time and it's building up, or maybe it's in a particular day in a moment when you realize, I'm over-efforting here. You know, there's a balance between taking action and being more in what's called that flow state that you think of when an athlete is at their peak performance. But we all can cultivate more of that in our businesses and our lives. And when we're pushing too hard and we're trying too hard to be somewhere that we're not quite yet, then what that does is it puts you into a state of resistance. And so you're creating more things to work against and you're doing it to yourself. And so you end up spending your energy in ways that are not necessarily moving you toward your goal and certainly not doing it with the ease or the joy that you could be. And so know that we all do this. It's human nature, and yet it's also a tendency and a pattern that we can shift with practice. And if you think of it, the reason it's called upstream, downstream, if you think of it as if you've put a canoe in a river and you started paddling, but you're paddling upstream and you're paddling against the current, you're working really hard and you're not moving very fast and you're not enjoying the experience. And so you're spending a lot more energy than you need to in pushing against what is right now. Literally, you're pushing against the present moment. And if you can imagine, if you were to turn that canoe around, and you could do it quite quickly, and go downstream, how much easier that would be. And so this is what happens when we find ourselves pushing against where we are in the present moment, rather than accepting and acknowledging where we are from a place of empowerment, and then working toward what it is that our goals and our vision are. And you'll know that you're doing this because everything just feels harder. You may notice emotions coming up like frustration or discouragement, fear, worry, anger. Sometimes clients feel doubtful or, frustrated or just worn out, And certainly if this has been happening over a long period of time, you can have those feelings of some burnout, frustration, just feeling really worn out. So when you begin to notice these moments or feelings, I want you to pause as quickly as you can. And take a deep breath, consciously intend to allow things to be easier, and ask yourself how they can be easier. Look at where you're paddling upstream, where you're making things more difficult by resisting where you are in the moment because you want to be somewhere else. In our belief that we need to rush to whatever the improved place or circumstance that we're envisioning, even a better state of being day to day, then we can easily discount the power of the present moment. And so it's really a dance, of allowing yourself to be in a state of more flow, allowing yourself to go downstream. You're still taking action, you're still paddling, you're moving along with the stream. But when we work against it, then we're disempowering ourselves. We're causing ourselves to spend a lot more energy than we need to. And we actually are getting in our own way. Instead of trusting our own speed, our direction, our purpose, our own guidance, and even trusting the process and the timing of our lives. And so know that this is not about being lazy. It's not about giving up. But what it is about is becoming more aware of those ways that you're resisting or fighting the present moment, where you are in the natural course of events in your own life, so that you can stop spending a lot of energy, using a lot of energy in ways that just aren't serving you and may even be wearing you out. As one of my mentors says, our life and our work is essentially a resource management issue, and your resources come down to, at a very core level, your time and your energy. And so how you're spending your energy, how you're spending your own personal resources is really important. And most of us have never been taught to work with this in a very effective way. And so we're going to get into this a lot more in Module 7, which is one of my favorite modules. But for now, I invite you to give this process a try. So when you're ready, bring to mind a situation where you feel that you're spending too much energy, that it's harder than it needs to be, or you've got feelings of worry, fear, doubt, or you just sense that you're resisting it in some way. Maybe you're avoiding it. Maybe you're creating confusion in your mind because it's a little overwhelming or scary. Sometimes clients feel a sense of contraction instead of expansion. So you're holding tension in your body, for instance, or your breath is shallow. Instead of feeling more expansive and excited and joyful even at the possibility of what lies ahead. And so I invite you to turn your attention to the upstream, downstream analogy. And this is a very short but powerful process. So take a deep breath and feel the sensation in your body. Just allow yourself to notice without judgment, just an awareness of where and how you're paddling upstream in your life today. Where are you creating resistance? Where are you creating worry, fear, a lack of clarity, even doubt? Where could you allow things to be easier right now if you let go a little bit and you allowed more? Now feel for a moment the sensation of relief that you would experience if you'd been paddling against the current, if you'd been paddling upstream and you stopped. What if you allowed the stream to turn you around and take you downstream? Maybe you're paddling a bit here and there, you're steering the canoe, but it's a lot easier. Now allow yourself to really tap into that. How does that feel? It's not that you're making no effort, but you're making a lot less effort. It's easier and it's even fun. And see if you can allow this image, this visual, to soothe you as you acknowledge that the stream is benevolent and there's even a wisdom in the current. Imagine that this benevolence, this support, and this wisdom is taking you in the direction of the things that you want. And that it can be easier, and it is easier when you're in that flow. So in your mind's eye, allow yourself to breathe deeply, relax in your boat. Feel it turn naturally downstream. And take a moment to breathe into that place, to relax into the feeling that the stream is carrying you. It's carrying you to greater states of well-being and fulfillment, to this feeling of success and abundance, where you're allowing in success as it means to you. You're allowing in a flow of goodness, of abundance, of love into your life, into your business, in a way that you've never experienced before. So as you relax into this and allow that feeling of pushing against the current to shift, take a few minutes. You may even pause this recording, however long you need, to allow that feeling to shift. And it can be subtle, and this becomes easier with practice. So Just know that you're connecting with your breath and you're allowing yourself to release that working so hard, pushing so hard, trying so hard. You're releasing any contracted or tense energy that you're feeling in your mind-body system. And you're shifting into a place where you're going forward with more flow and more alignment. You're stepping forward into your day, into the next moment with more confidence, more grace, more ease. And you're allowing the stream to help carry you toward your goals. So as you continue to breathe and you connect with this analogy, you may notice that some resistance is naturally dropping away. So stay with this as long as you need and take a moment to jot down any observations or realizations when you're finished, any ahas that came up for you as you made that shift in this moment. It may be an idea of how you approach a situation differently. It may be simply that you're committing now to practice, to noticing and stopping yourself whenever you get into that place of pushing against what is and pausing to shift. Simply shifting into a slightly better place. And this is important because where you are now in this moment is an aggregate of all of the choices, the decisions, the feelings, the thinking, the beliefs that you've had up until this moment. But from this moment forward, you have an ability to create something very different. And it's important to shift where you are, to be more in that dance, in that balance of taking action, of being in flow, so that you can create a different experience for yourself. So that you can uplevel your business in the way that you're envisioning, so that you can serve and reach clients in new ways, so that you can have fun, so that you can enjoy being present to your life and all of the experiences of it. So know that this is a simple practice that you can use to shift your experience in the moment anytime you feel that you're trying too hard, that you've got resistance within yourself. And it only takes a minute or two with some practice, so I encourage you to give it a try and to share your comments and your ahas and your observations, any challenges that you're feeling as well. And I hope you have a great day.